We turn now to the Ravens. They spoke for about 45 minutes. Coach John Harbaugh and General Manager Eric DaCosta holding the season-ending news conference today. You heard it live on WBL News Radio just after 11 o'clock. The news conference began with questions about tight end Mark Andrews, whose drop pass on that two-point conversion in the final seconds of Sunday's playoff game against the Bills effectively ended the Ravens' season. The coach responding to a question from ESPN and WBL's Jameson Hensley about Mark Andrews' status.
Mark is, we communicated, and I'm going to tell you what, like, Mark Andrews is, he's one of the very best football players, one of the most committed football players. Nobody cares more about the success of this football team than Mark Andrews, and that's why, and he made numerous plays in the game up until the plays that everybody's talking about and in the season. And one of my messages to him was, we are not where we're at throughout the course of the season or in the game without the contributions of Mark, specifically in the game and the plays that he made, spectacular plays all season. And then the unsung aspect of all the blocking he did in line and on the perimeter. So Mark Andrews is a great football player, and he's also a very tough-minded individual. So, yeah, he takes it hard and because he cares so much. But I love Mark Andrews. Eric loves Mark. All of our players love Mark. Mark is a huge part of our future, and we love him. And you know, we're there for him. But if anybody can take a tough circumstance like that and handle it with class and grace and dignity and mental toughness, it's most definitely Mark Andrews.
Yeah, I agree with John. And Mark and I have communicated. I'll leave those thoughts to myself. As far as Mark's contract goes, you know, he's no different than a lot of guys. In fact, I think all of our tight ends are in the last year of their contract coming up in 2025. So, you know, we'll have some decisions to make moving forward. Not as many, I think, you know, tough decisions this year looking at it, which I'm thankful for. But obviously, as we look out, we'll have some tough decisions after next season. So a year from now, we'll have some tough choices and decisions to make regarding players. But yeah, so that room right now, all three of those guys are in the last year of their deals. Ironically, Charlie and Isaiah and Mark, we're blessed to have, in my opinion, the best tight ends room in the league. And we'll be blessed this year on the field as well.
Eric, obviously, you know, another year, you guys have a really good regular season. You win a division, you're a talented team. Unfortunately, you fall short of your ultimate goal. How do you equate this season? How do you view this season as a successful season in your mind?
Yeah, you know, perspective over what, you know, 29 seasons, and we've had 27 seasons like this. You know, I think my math is right. But I'm very proud of the team this year. It was a successful season. I'm not going to sit up here and say it was not a successful season. It was in just about every way of looking at it. But I'm disappointed, and John's disappointed. We're all disappointed. Our team's disappointed. You know, we had higher aspirations, and we didn't achieve those aspirations and goals. But I think it was a successful season. I'm very proud of the team, the players, the coaches, support staff, everybody. And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think, for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution. And that's what we'll be.
That's Ravens General Manager Eric DaCosta along with Coach John Harbaugh at the season-ending news conference. Another note on Mark Andrews, who, as you probably have heard, has been attacked by fans online, even receiving death threats for that drop pass. Some Bills fans, though, are showing support for Andrews. Bills fan Nicholas Howard started a GoFundMe page, and he raised money for Breakthrough T1D, which is Andrews Foundation raising money for type 1 diabetes. Andrews has type 1 diabetes. At last check, that effort has raised more than $80,000. WBL's Joe Robinson joins us now as he gets ready to take your calls tonight on WBAL. Pretty classy Bills fans, right?
It is, and honestly, I'm heartbroken for Mark Andrews. You know, Coach Harbaugh, he made a good point. He's like, nobody cares more than Mark Andrews does. And the truth is, there's a tight end right now in the Ring of Honor in Todd Heap, and Mark Andrews is a better player. So the idea that his name won't be up there at the end of his career is extremely unlikely. So the idea that there are fans, death threats, obviously, that's a standard deviation away of even criticism. But even to criticize this guy, it's tough to watch that happen. It's almost like, you know, hey, man, don't. You can make fun of whoever, but not my kids. You follow what I'm saying? And it's, I wish I didn't care so much, but it seems like a lot of us do. And if you heard the press conference, obviously, you know, people really, really, really care about this team and about these players.
I know you're going to be talking about the Ravens tonight, but what else will we be discussing?
Well, this is my first time on the air since the inauguration, and a lot of stuff has gone down, as you well know, Robert. And we'll be talking about executive orders, and we'll be talking about pardons and anything else that's happened.
All right, Joe Robinson with you tonight after the news at 7 here on WBL. Coming up tonight at 11, we'll have an update on that shooting on York Road. It's a closed part of York Road. Police Commissioner Rich Worley is there. Police are on the scene. Also, the Board of Estimates expected to vote on water rates. That'll be all on the simulcast of WBL TV 11 News at 11. And your first news of the day tomorrow morning, WBL News Now at 5 a.m. with Taylor Bennett, followed by C4 and Brian Neiman from 5:30 until 10. And a quick note to thank all of you who've reached out to us here at WBL News Radio to offer condolences on the loss of our friend and the voice of Navy football, Pete Medhurst, who died Monday night from cancer. Means a lot to us, means a lot to Pete's family to know how much he was loved. So thanks. 6:52 on WBAL News Now at 6.